This is a Mentioning Liz podcast from mentioningliz.com. You're going to listen to a text about The Simpsons. Before you listen, here is some vocabulary from the text. Careless. Descuidado. Despreocupado. Precocious. Precoz. To suck. Chupar. Pacifier. In American English. Dummy. In British English. Chupete. Roll. Papel. Now listen to the text. The Simpsons are a typical family who live in the fictional mid-American town of Springfield. Homer, the father, works as a safety inspector at the Springfield nuclear power plant, a job which doesn't really fit his careless, clown-like personality. He's married to Marge Simpson, a typical American housewife and mother. They have three children, Bart, who is 10 years old, Lisa, who is 8 years old, and Maggie, a baby who rarely speaks but communicates by sucking on a pacifier. The family has a dog, Santa's little helper, and a cat, Snowball the Second. Both pets have had starring roles in several episodes. The first Simpsons episode was shown in 1987. Despite the passing of the years and celebrations such as holidays or birthdays, the Simpsons do not physically age and still look the same as they did at the end of the 1980s. Listen to some answers to questions about the text. Try to ask the questions before you hear them. Ask the questions after the tone. 1. Springfield. Where do the Simpsons live? 2. Homer. What's the father's name? 3. At the Springfield nuclear power plant. Where does Homer work? 4. He's a safety inspector. What does he do? 5. Marge Simpson. Who is he married to? Or what's his wife's name? 6. 3. How many children do they have? Or, how many children have they got? 7. Bart, Lisa, and Maggie. What are the children's names? 8. He's 10. How old is Bart? 9. Yes, a dog and a cat. Do they have any pets? 10. Snowball the Second. What's the cat's name? 11. In 1987. When was the first Simpsons episode? 12. No, they look the same as they did at the end of the 1980s. Do the Simpsons physically age? Listen and repeat the questions. Copy the intonation. 1. Where do the Simpsons live? 2. What's the father's name? 3. Where does Homer work? 4. What does he do? 5. Who's he married to? What's his wife's name? 6. How many children do they have? How many children have they got? 7. What are the children's names? 8. How old is Bart? 9. Do they have any pets? 10. What's the cat's name? 11. When was the first Simpsons episode? 12. Do the Simpsons physically age? During the interviews on last month's podcast, you heard some adjectives that are used to describe people. Nice, lovely, kind, friendly, etc. What are the English adjectives for these Spanish ones? Say the English translation before I do. They are all similar translations. Tolerante. Tolerant. Paciente. Patient. Sociable. Sociable. Aventurero. Aventurera. Adventurous. Maduro. Madura. Mature. Sincero. Sincera. Sincere. Decidido. Decidida. Resuelto, resuelta. Decisive. Práctico, práctica. Practical. Listen and repeat the adjectives. Tolerant. Patient. Sociable. Adventurous. Mature. Sincere. Decisive. Practical. Here are some more adjectives for you to translate. Say the English translation before I do. Educado, educada. Polite. Tacaño, tacaña, or malo, mala. Mean. Egoísta. Selfish. Perezoso, perezosa. Lazy. Sensible. Sensitive. Sensato, sensata. Sensible. Malhumorado, malhumorada, de humor variable. Moody. De fiar, de confianza. Reliable. De mal humor, mal genio. Bad tempered. Alegre. Cheerful. Listen and repeat. Polite. Mean. Selfish. Lazy. Sensitive. Sensible. Moody. Reliable. Bad-tempered. Cheerful. Do you know the opposites of the following adjectives? Some have the prefix un, un, for example, selfish, unselfish. Some have the prefix in, in, for example, intolerant. Some have the prefix im, im, for example, impolite. And some have a different word to make the opposite. For example, lazy and hard-working. Try to say the opposite before I do, and then repeat the word to practice pronunciation. Reliable. Unreliable. Repeat. Unreliable. Mature. Immature. Repeat. Immature. Lazy. Hard working. Repeat. Hard working. Sincere. Insincere. Repeat. Insincere. Practical. Impractical. Repeat. Impractical. Selfish. Unselfish. Repeat. Unselfish. Sensitive. Insensitive. Repeat. Insensitive. Patient. Impatient. Repeat. Impatient. Sociable. Unsociable. Repeat. Unsociable. Sensible. Foolish or silly. Repeat. Foolish. Silly. Polite. Impolite or rude. Repeat. Impolite. Rude. Decisive. Indecisive. Repeat. Indecisive. Adventurous. Unadventurous. Repeat. Unadventurous. Mean. Generous. Repeat. Generous. Moody. Even-tempered. Repeat. Even-tempered. Practical. Impractical. Repeat. Impractical. Tolerant. Intolerant. Repeat. Intolerant. Cheerful. Miserable. Repeat. Miserable. Bad-tempered. Sweet-tempered or calm. Repeat. Sweet-tempered. Calm. Now listen to some sentences and guess the missing adjective. Say the adjective after the tone. 1. Thank you so much for lunch in this lovely restaurant. It was very of you. Generous. 2. A person who doesn't like to meet and spend time with other people is unsociable. 3. He's 43 years old and he behaves like a child. He's so immature. 4. I like trekking, skiing, climbing, and exploring different countries, but my wife only wants to sit next to a swimming pool all day. She's so unadventurous or lazy. 5. The opposite of selfish is unselfish. 6. My sister is always smiling, laughing, and in a good mood. I don't know what makes her so all the time. Cheerful. 7. The waiter will bring your dessert in a moment, darling. Don't be so impatient. 8. It takes me such a long time to make up my mind whenever I go shopping. I'm so indecisive. 9. Don't believe a word he says. He never tells the truth and he cannot be trusted. He's so insincere. 10. You left your wallet on the table outside and went inside the cafe to go to the toilet? That wasn't very... was it? I'm not surprised it was stolen. Sensible. Listen and repeat. 1. That's very generous of you. 2. Don't be so unsociable. 3. He behaves like a child. He's so immature. 4. My wife's so lazy and unadventurous. 5. The opposite of selfish is unselfish. 6. My sister is always so cheerful. 7. Don't be so impatient, darling. 8. I'm so indecisive, I think. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Nine. Don't believe him. He's so insincere. 10. That wasn't very sensible, was it? That was bloody stupid. That was a Mansion Inglés podcast from mansioninglés.com. The music was by Ben Othman. The album was Lounge Café Tunis Saria. The track was Espoiré. Creative Commons license from gemendo.com.